RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Victory Monday. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We've had groups of families coming in and out all day long because the Disney on Ice is happening over there at the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Big time.
Heard whispers over there of people can't wait for 5:30 Creed.
Oh, really? People are excited for it.
Yeah.
And there will be people that are stunned by it.
Yeah.
You know? People have no idea what they're in for. People no idea what they're in for. Coming up at 6, the Jordan Mailata Show will be live here at Chickies and Pete's, LHR Parks, me and Jordan. And then the Players Lounge at 7 o'clock with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, LHR Parks, and we think is it Tanner?
We don't know yet.
Still waiting.
Could be Tanner McKee. Could be Landon Dickerson. Could be Cam Jurgens. Could be Jake Elliott. It probably won't be Jake Elliott.
Yeah,
oh, man, okay. Jake was 2 for 2 yesterday.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just saying he's never done it. That's what I'm saying. Could be Jalen.
Could be Jalen.
Probably won't be Jalen.
Probably will not be Jalen.
Okay, all right. Let's get to the top 5 at 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
There's a lot of game balls to go around yesterday.
Really?
I think so.
It's going to be all on defense.
Well, I found a way to get one offensive person.
Okay.
Huh.
I don't even know who that would be.
So my fifth game ball I'm giving to Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
Because I do think he was great in the first half. And it was they scored 13 points. That was big. And I thought in the second half, I was glad he didn't turn the ball over. He escaped some big sacks.
Yep.
Threw the ball out of bounds. He kind of managed it. Like he managed it.
Yeah.
Would have liked the first down, would have liked the completion, would have liked some points, but he also didn't lose then the game.
Look at that.
Now, if he didn't score and Allen converts that pass,
then
he would have
probably doesn't get a game ball.
No, he's one of the
blames?
The blames. Yes.
Probably for not having a completion in the second half.
Yeah. It
but
is,
a win's a win.
That's
dude,
right.
It is crazy how one play, one two-point conversion at the end of the game can change how we look at so much of the game.
Yeah, well, and it's so funny, too, because I was thinking about how they found a way to get a stop, right? They kept saying that after the game.
Yeah.
Like, he just missed the guy.
Yes, they did not get a stop there. Yeah.
Like you know what
that's
I mean?
It's fair to say, yeah.
Hold on. Was there some pressure on him?
There was some pressure.
Okay, then.
I think Allen got a little...
The happy feet.
A little happy. No, yeah. Poor Josh, he was dealing with a hurt foot. And
foot injury, oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
ankle. Yep. And ankle.
Yeah. I mean, he's been dealing with that. I mean, it's a lot of work carrying everything. He has to be perfect every game. Can it be perfect every game? I don't know if he does.
There's a lot of truth to that.
There is some. Yeah.
Tough to put on the Superman cape all the time.
Yeah.
The fourth game ball given to Jake Elliott. I mean, this guy has been...
Oh.
What? He's been ripped for a couple... That's a tough place to kick in the snow. Well, kind of snow.
It was rain.
Hard rain.
Yep.
It was hard rain, too, at one point.
Yep.
And it was cold, right down the middle. Like I tried to tell you guys last week, like when he needs to make the kicks,
okay,
he'll make the kicks. And as the games get bigger, Jake Elliott rises to the occasion. And he was the reason they won that game.
Buzz, can you cut that audio just in case we lose a game because Jake Elliott misses a field goal? We can play that for Jack.
It won't happen.
Jack mentioned the cold rain. Ike, in your time playing, like let's put out some of the bad weather that you have to play in. So there's cold rain.
Oh, yeah.
There's bitter cold.
Yeah.
There's snow.
Yep.
And intense heat.
Intense heat. What would be the...
Intense heat is the worst.
Is worse than all those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because you can't stop your body from overheating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, at least for me, I've always felt that. I'd rather play in freezing rain, bitter cold. The worst thing about snow is the footing.
Right.
For a defensive player. Snow is not even cold.
Okay.
But I played in some cold games. I played in Chicago, man. It got to minus 40.
Minus 40?
Oh, my
40?
God.
Yeah. From a field.
Yeah. With the wind and all.
And in cities like that, they will put the temperature up on the Jumbotron.
Just to scare you.
Just for all opposing teams to come in.
Was that the game that Hugh broke Jim Miller or no?
No, that was a freezing game too. No, this is actually when I was in Atlanta on a Sunday night.
Minus 40 real feel is insane.
Yeah.
You can't even have that many layers on to make yourself feel warm.
Oh, and no, we probably stood out there with no sleeves.
Yeah, like a
well,
guy.
I mean, listen, you run around enough, you get your adrenaline going. Yeah. Drink a lot of chicken broth on the sideline.
Yeah. So worst is extreme heat.
Yeah.
Next worst, extreme cold. And then cold rain and then snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say cold rain. The freezing rain would be next.
Next is the worst.
Yeah, because you're wet and you're freezing.
That looked horrible yesterday.
Yeah. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
You were in the game.
What was the temperature yesterday?
It was 39 or something like that. Yeah.
Because weren't you in the game down in Miami? You guys played down the Dolphins, and it was like almost a hurricane you guys played in?
With the Eagles?
Yeah, the fans were like sliding up. There's like puddles on the field from what I remember. And
I don't think I was in that game.
Yeah, I don't know.
We played in Miami. The hot ones is always Tampa.
Well, of course.
Tampa or Arizona.
Right.
Before they had the dome, and they used to play at Sun Devil Stadium.
But it's a dry heat.
That was the worst.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat.
You know. All right, the third game ball given to Jalen Carter. Welcome to the season, pal.
All right.
I mean.
Looked like real Jalen Carter, yes.
Yeah.
Looked like real Jalen Carter. Had, obviously, the big blocked field goal yet again.
Extra point.
Extra point. Yeah. Extra point. That changed the game. I mean, at the end there, they can go for the field goal, or for the extra point, rather than have to go for two.
Did he get a sack? Or did he get a big tackle? Yeah,
he did
something in the backfield.
He obliterated whoever the Buffalo offensive lineman was, and then I think he had the sack.
He was
back yesterday.
Yeah,
he was back.
It's good to see.
That was. I'm getting my shoulders fixed for that contract. I'm just reminding everyone.
That's true.
Who I am.
It did remind us.
Yeah, he was. When he is on, he is a scary defensive player.
Yes.
If I was a quarterback, I would be terrified.
I would be.
Remember what he did to Stafford? I thought he almost killed Stafford his rookie year.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man, he got a sack on him or he just hit him. But he, like, slung him like a rag doll. It was out in L.A. It was his rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen, he's got that.
He loves throwing quarterbacks.
Strength. Yeah, his strength.
Pick it up and throw it.
Slapped another offensive lineman in the head yesterday.
He did?
Well, you see they got the
fought Bills, after the game, didn't
yeah,
they?
The Bills, offensive lineman said that he jammed his thumb in his eye, and he thinks he did it on purpose.
That's football.
Yeah.
That guy's an eagle.
Yep.
Guy's an eagle.
I say this almost every other week. I watch NFL football, and I don't know how someone isn't seriously injured on every single play.
I don't know.
And I know, look, I know I am not an NFL player, but I'm a human. I'm the same.
I agree.
Yeah, it looks every play. Somebody should be wheeled out on a stretcher.
Yeah. The rare times that I am on the field prior to a game and you just see the size of the players.
Yeah.
I'm like, my goodness. Everybody out there is big.
Well, they're all fast, too.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all car crashes.
Much better athletes today. These guys.
Yeah.
Big, strong, fast, everything.
Yeah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The second game ball I'm giving to another guy who seems like they're back right at the right time, and that is Zach Bond.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Zach Bond was making plays again. He had the big fourth down stop on Josh Allen. Had Josh Allen gotten in on that, that's obviously a totally different football game.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, Zach Bond the last 2 weeks looking like the Zach Bond of last year and making plays yet again.
ZB.
Well, you could see on that play that Allen eventually tried to run it in is that he was sort of playing chicken with right. Bond the entire time mm-hmm. because he would have rather thrown that ball
yeah.
because he knew that Zach Bond is there. And Josh Allen is a hard guy to tackle. So for Josh
especially
Allen,
especially in that weather.
Yes. For Josh Allen to look at a guy and say, I would rather try to throw this football than try to run it at you. And you saw why. Yeah. Is that Bond stopped him.
Yeah.
Stopping Josh Allen is a hard thing to do.
Yeah. Now, poor Josh did also have the hurt ankle.
Well, he did have the foot yeah. problem. Yeah.
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 But the number one game ball goes to Vic Fangio. I mean, Vic Fangio yet again shuts down a really good offense. I mean, heading into the game, they're averaging 30-plus points a game or whatever. And,
yeah.
and Vic Fangio's done this to LaFleur. He did it to the Lions. And he did it to Josh Allen yesterday. I mean,
some pretty good offenses.
I mean, Vic Fangio, you know, we talk about, where's our McVay for offense or whatever? Well, best defensive coordinator in football.
Yeah, and I didn't think they could match what last year's defense did. And it didn't start off this way, but, man.
They're getting there.
Since the bye week, since they traded for Jaden Phillips. Jaden or Jalen?
Jalen.
Jalen Phillips.
Yeah,
who was good yesterday as well.
Man, they've given up the fewest amount of points in the league at 14.5.
Yep.
And now their defensive numbers have climbed all the way up to number 3 in fewest amount of points.
Oh, really?
Last year, 18.8. Seattle was 18.1.
And they were, 17-3 last year or something like that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And Houston is number 1 with 16-something.
Houston is like the AFC Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, what a disappointment for America that would be that Super Bowl.
To have that Super Bowl.
6-3.
6-3 game.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much you're scoring on that Houston defense.
Dude, watching that game on Saturday, it looked like they had 13 guys playing defense.
Yeah.
I mean, flying everywhere.
And you know who's got 2 former Eagles over there?
Who's there?
You got Barnett.
And Kevon Wallace.
And Kayvon Wallace.
Oh, right, Derek Barnett. And Derek Wallace? Barnett plays like every down for them,
man,
too.
He's playing well for them.
Kevon Wallace was the second highest rated Texan, according to PFF, on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was...
He did make some plays.
Beyond an afterthought here.
Yeah.
Kevon Wallace?
I don't know if he ever got on the field defensively here.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale happening now. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Do you think the defense now is better than the defense last year? Not on the whole, but the way that they're playing right now.
Yeah. I have to. I mean, they were so good last year.
The pass rush is better.
Yeah. They certainly have gotten there since they traded for Jalen Phillips.
Yes.
You know, like I said, they had some games early in the season where you're like, you know. But since then, because remember, early in the season, we weren't getting any pass rush.
No.
So now you got.
It was a huge problem.
Jalen Phillips has stepped up, but even more so, Jalix Hunt.
Yes, has evolved.
Man, has he evolved.
Yeah.
Into a baller.
And I don't know how many snaps Nolan Smith played yesterday. I don't remember hearing his name.
He's behind those two.
Yeah, but Jalix Hunt is the most pressures on the team. But now you're starting. Sometimes you see a guy with pressures and you say to yourself, I never noticed that player. You can say they have all the pressures they want, but if they're not actually getting home.
Right.
But Jalix Hunt is getting home now. And the thing that they were right about is he is built like a 2025 edge in football right now. He is supremely athletic. They can move him around. Like, he's a guy that can chase down a Josh Allen or somebody like that. You know,
you can drop him in coverage.
Yes.
He's such a good athlete. He's not like a fish out of water when you drop him back in coverage. I mean, on that last play, on that two-point conversion, he and Zach Baum were basically spying Josh Allen.
And Reed Blankenship had a big hit yesterday.
I can't hear my boy Coop.
I know.
Coop or Jahan. Jahan Cantwell had a good game yesterday,
too. He did.
He did. He was around. Well, getting that fumble recovery was huge.
It was huge.
Because it seemed like he was the only one that knew, that thought it was a fumble.
I'm yelling at the TV, like, get the damn ball.
Yeah.
And he was the only one that took off.
Bad look on Joshy arguing with the ref instead of getting the football. Yeah.
Well, he learned from LeBron. So,
yeah.
And also, I think Marcus Epps has calmed down the safety position.
Yes. I think so, too. Yeah.
I agree.
So, I'm just trying to think of the biggest differences. Oh, and the other thing that has happened, you mentioned Jalen Phillips, them trading for Jalen Phillips. Now, N'Kobe Dean didn't play yesterday, but N'Kobe Dean has made an enormous difference.
Yes, sir.
I think that has been a big part of the defense hitting harder and sort of being intimidating. Mm-hmm. I saw CJ GJ make a big play last night, too.
Yeah.
You know?
They took his interception back. I think it was a penalty. He had actually got an interception last night.
We have a better Jordan Davis this year.
Yep.
Moro Ojomo and Milton Williams are kind of feel similar.
Yes.
Moro Ojomo had a sack yesterday.
He did.
Yeah.
Jalix Hunt has been better.
Yep. Yeah.
Really the only spot that they are – the two spots that they're – I think we would have to say they're worse are the second quarterback spot and the CJGJ safety spot.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything else is equal to or stronger than it was last year. And the defensive line last year, while good, did not really get home on the quarterback.
Took off the second half.
You know, yeah.
Well, when Watson-McCullough started playing better, Nolan.
Yes.
Remember, Nolan had a great second half in postseason.
And then NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, they were great. But they were really a defense that was built on the –
On the secondary
last year.
Yeah.
And it just seems like they're evolving into the
that's right. We had Slay and Isaiah Rogers last year.
Yes.
Whew. Yeah, we were good.
And CJGJ.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually surprised they've been able to get to this level. But that's Vic Fangio, man. They are –
He's figured it out.
He really has. And if they go out and play well Sunday, they could slide into the number two spot for as fewest points given up.
Which would be pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Considering where they started.
Yeah, because Seattle has to play San Francisco.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
See how many points they hold them to.
I am trying to figure out what the likelihood of them getting through the NFC is. And the problem is you're going to have to play two of.
Yes. Yep. Two of those.
Two of those good teams.
Yep.
And you hope Bears, I would feel confident. Seattle, I would feel confident. Green Bay, I would feel confident. It is San Francisco and the Rams. And you know, I assume they wouldn't play anybody from the NFC South.
I'm assuming they're going home first game.
Yeah, they would go home the first game.
Yeah.
But every other team, maybe you want the Rams first. Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
That certainly would clear the path.
Yeah.
And you get them here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't lost a home playoff game since Wentz got knocked out of that game against Seattle.
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
That was 6 years ago.
Feels like a lifetime.
Definitely feels like a lifetime.
By the way, the Eagles just waved Charlie Hewlett again. Long snapper.
Damn.
Wait a minute.
Did we make two field goals yesterday?
Yeah.
Wait, he was the guy.
They signed
him. They won it, yeah.
Yeah, and they waved the other guy.
Their record with Charlie Hewlett is unbelievable.
Did they sign a guy?
I don't know. It just says waived.
I wonder if it's a roster thing.
Boy, are they bringing Rick Lovato back for the postseason?
Rick Lovato.
That's a two-time Super Bowl champ.
Is Rick Lovato not on another team?
I think he retired.
I think he might have retired, too.
Well, everyone's coming out of retirement.
Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah, we'll bring you out of retirement.
Didn't Rick Lovato get an Eagles Super Bowl tattoo the same day Marks did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the tattoo parlor with us.
Oh, he was in the same spot.
Yeah, it was in the same. It was at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That spot not there anymore.
No.
Art Machine Productions closed down. Yeah.
We need a Black Ink Philadelphia. You heard of Black Ink?
No.
Black Ink is an old reality TV show about tattoo shops.
Okay.
They had one in New York, and they had one in Chicago, and I believe they had one in L.A.
Okay.
It's a reality show just based around people giving tattoos.
Okay, so I remember there used to be one in Miami. There was a tattoo reality show based on one in Miami.
Yeah, maybe that's one, too, that I'm thinking about. Yeah,
but that was not called Black Ink.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the shop is called Black Ink?
Yeah, it's kind of the brand of the reality show, yeah.
Would you go get tattooed? Do you have anything?
I do. I have three tattoos on me.
Okay.
Don't act like you can't see them.
Can I?
That was a joke.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now it has to be your kids.
Yes.
Okay.
I have all three kids.
Okay.
Yes. So that's Elijah's name.
They are more difficult to see than mine.
Yes. Yes. I would imagine so. Yes. I would imagine so. Yes. All three kids.
215.
Then I got a brand on my arm too.
Oh. Is
like
that
it says Raw Dog on it?
Hell yeah.
Nah, oh, man, I got that my freshman year at State.
Yeah,
that's a little hazy.
Was that a fraternity thing?
No, it's what they called me, man. I was Raw Dog.
Wait, you really got a brand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How bad did that hurt? I've seen it.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, it seems pretty bad, but it only takes a second.
That's one of the few stupid things I've done to my body. On top of piercing my ear with a safety pin.
The branding is more extreme.
It says Raw Dog? It's not like a horseshoe?
No, it says Raw Dog.
Nice.
With a dog bone.
Wow. Is that what they called you, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Why should they call you that?
Yeah, seriously.
Y'all stupid. They called me that. Because I knew it was coming. That's why
They did.
That's why I threw it out. That's why I threw it out there. No. It was more, I was a Raw athlete.
Oh, okay.
I only played 1 year in high school,
right,
which was my junior year. So okay. They were a little more surprised at the athletic ability
and
to play at Michigan State, having not really had the history of a high school football player.
And who branded you?
I don't know. Some I don't know who he was.
Some guy.
Yeah, somebody. Listen, when you're a freshman and the vets go do something, you just do it. Yeah.
That is, as a guy with a ton of tattoos, the branding thing has always terrified me.
Yeah. What a coat hanger.
Oh,
jeez.
Just heat up the coat hanger and...
Yeah.
Needless to say, it's not very...
pleasant?
Pleasant to look at. Pleasing to look at. It's not really... Yeah.
Oh.
All right, Raw Dog.
All right. 2-1. Oh, is this real?
Yeah.
We have seltzer.
Yeah.
Oh,
should we do this right now or should we wait till...
Oh, we got to wait.
I think we got to do it after.
Yeah, we'll do it after.
Okay. Wow. We
the exclusive.
The man of the hour.
Dude, Mr. Viral himself.
Yeah, sorry. In true morning show fashion, we're going to make you hold on, James.
It's at least 6 minutes through the break.
Yep. Sorry. You can call back at 5:30 if you want. 215-592-9494. We have the exclusive with James Seltzer. Also a little around the league next. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has given all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay. Then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So make sure you visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.